Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, October 7th, 2024, through Friday, October 11th, 2024. Monday, October 7th, 2024. Husband and wife sentenced for defrauding an elderly victim out of her home and obstruction of justice. James Dougherty was sentenced to 41 months in federal prison for wire fraud involving a scheme to defraud an elderly victim of money and real property, United States Attorney Josh Hurwitz announced. Dougherty was also sentenced to 3 years of supervised release to follow his prison sentence. His wife, Jessica Dougherty, also of Boise, was sentenced to 3 years of probation for obstruction of justice. In 2015 and 2016, James Dougherty began to access, use, and transfer funds from the victim's banking and financial accounts for his own personal use, benefit, and ownership. James Dougherty used the victim's funds without her knowledge or consent to pay for his and Jessica Dougherty's creditors to rehabilitate their credit and to qualify for a mortgage to ultimately transfer the victim's ranch into the Dougherty's personal names. In July 2017, James and Jessica Dougherty entered into an agreement to purchase the ranch from the trust, executed by James Dougherty as a trustee. The victim was not involved in the transactions. James Dougherty, as trustee, sold the ranch to himself and Jessica Dougherty, signed as both a buyer and as a seller on the purchase and sale agreement for less than the market value. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, October 8, 2024. Former executive of Injured Child Benefit Program charged with stealing over $4.8 million. John Hunter Raines, the chief financial officer and deputy director of the Birth Injury Program, is charged in a criminal complaint with felony fraud. The Birth Injury Program is a fund administered by the Virginia Workers' Compensation Commission, paying monetary compensation to families of infants who suffer from brain or spinal cord injuries resulting from the birth process that render the infant developmentally and/or cognitively disabled. According to court documents, Raines' role required that he oversee the finances of the birth injury program, including approximately $650 million in investments in 2023. From at least January 2022 through at least October 2023, Raines allegedly stole over $4.8 million from the birth injury program, including by using his access to the birth injury program bank accounts to initiate at least 59 separate wire transactions, sending funds to bank accounts in Raines' own name. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, October 9, 2024. Boston area woman charged and agrees to plead guilty to embezzling more than $1.3 million. Susan Figueredo, a former bookkeeper for a Falmouth flooring company, was charged and has agreed to plead guilty in connection with embezzling more than $1.2 million from her employer. Figueredo was charged with wire fraud and filing a false tax return. According to the charging documents, between June 2015 and February 2023, Figueredo embezzled more than $1.3 million from her employer by writing checks to herself drawn on her employer's bank account. To conceal her scheme, Figueredo allegedly did not record the checks that she wrote to herself in her employer's accounting system. It is further alleged that Figueredo did not report or include the funds that she embezzled on her federal income tax returns, resulting in a tax loss of approximately $353,000. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, October 10, 2024. Conspiracy and multi-million dollar international money laundering scheme sentenced to federal prison. Jihad Wilson Morales, Michael Gabriel Robles Vasquez, and George Ivan Ortiz Bull were sentenced to federal prison terms for conspiracy to commit money laundering and structuring. Christian Rodriguez Labor and Aramez Gonzalez Rodriguez pleaded guilty to 35 counts of conspiracy to commit concealment money laundering, and structuring. According to court documents, Labor recruited Morales, Robles Vasquez, and Jorge Ortiz to incorporate fake businesses in Florida and open business bank accounts in Deltona and Orlando. In setting up the accounts, the recruited individuals lied to banks about the legitimacy of their businesses, pretending that they were operating legitimate businesses involved in a wholesale kitchen appliance, electronics, or industrial laundering machines. Unnamed conspirators hacking into the computer systems of small businesses throughout the country then detected wire transfers to the fake businesses in Florida and then received Labor, Morales's, Robles Vasquez, Gonzalez Rodriguez, and Ortiz Buell immediately transferred the bulk of the funds to businesses in the Ziyang, Weifang, Shougang, Huzhou, and Hangzhou regions of China while withdrawing a portion as payment for their role in hiding these proceeds. The transfers were designed to conceal the source of the fraud proceeds, and the conspirators further obscured their withdrawals by structuring them to avoid bank reporting requirements. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, October 11, 2024. Two Russian nationals charged in connection with operating billion-dollar money laundering services. The U.S. Department of Justice announced actions coordinated with the Department of State, Department of Treasury, and other federal and international law enforcement partners to combat Russian money laundering operations. The actions involve the unsealing of an indictment charging a Russian national with his involvement in operating multiple money laundering services that catered to cyber criminals, as well as the seizure of websites associated with three illicit cryptocurrency exchanges. According to court documents, Russian national Sergei Ivanov, known online as Talon, among other aliases, was charged with one count of conspiracy to commit and aid and abet bank fraud for providing payment processing support to the carding website Rescater, and one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering for laundering proceeds from the carding website Joker Stash. Carding is the unlawful acquisition of and trade in stolen credit and debit card information for fraudulent purposes. Ivanov allegedly operated for nearly two decades as a professional cyber money launderer, advertising his services to other cyber criminals on exclusive Russian-speaking criminal forums. Over the years, Ivanov's laundering services and payment systems have catered to cybercrime marketplaces, ransomware groups, and hackers responsible for significant data breaches of major U.S. companies. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent, unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.